Arizona Republican John McCain is a member of the Senate's Armed Services Committee. He discussed U.S. involvement in Iraq yesterday with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Senator McCain, when you look at the deteriorating military situation there, do you believe that U.S. policy has gone off-center, that we've made some serious mistakes?
I went to Iraq in August, and while I was there, I met with sergeant majors, captains, lieutenant colonels, and every one of those people said, if we don't get more troops over here, more special forces, more Marines, more civil affairs people, we're going to have a huge problem about 6 or 7 months from now. I came back, said, we have to have more troops there. And Secretary Rumsfeld and the military leadership in the Pentagon rejected that on the grounds that their troop commanders had not asked for it. And now I think we're paying a heavy price for it.
Do you have any specific number of troops that you would recommend to the Defense Department?
I don't have a specific number, but I noted this morning that General Abizaid has now said he needs two additional brigades. And I just wish that he had made that decision some months ago when conditions were far more ripe for democratization and pacification. I'm sorry that this crisis had to arise before that decision was made.
There's a deadline now in place set by the administration to turn over sovereignty to the Iraqis, June 30th. Do you agree with that date?
I don't know the rationale for the decision that was made as far as the date is concerned, but now that that date is set, we have to adhere to it. Should we have done more prior planning? Yes. Is it going to be extremely difficult? Yes. But it is not as if the United States is leaving. We will be there for military security for a long time. But the longer we wait before allowing the Iraqi people to govern themselves, the worse, I think, the situation becomes politically.
Did it come as a surprise to you that the government didn't react more strongly to that presidential daily briefing that was unveiled over the weekend by the White House, in which you see people talking about Osama bin Laden planning to attack inside the United States, even talking about the possibility of hijacking planes to do so?
I viewed that memorandum, is not a very exciting document, since a lot of it was about stuff that took place in the 90s. Second of all, I think there is legitimate disagreement about exactly the impact of that memorandum on anyone's thinking. I think that the Clinton administration was responsible for not doing more. I think the Bush administration is guilty of not doing more. I think the Congress of the United States, which has intelligence committees, didn't do more. But I don't think that this memoranda is a smoking gun, that they just totally ignored some of the information that they received. A funny thing about Washington nowadays is everybody is responsible, so therefore nobody is responsible. It's rather interesting that not one single person has lost their job as a result of 9/11.
Well, do you think somebody should have lost their job?
Sure.
Who?
One of my earliest, I don't know, because I don't know. I'd wait until I see the 9/11 Commission's findings and recommendations. One of my earliest recollections as a very young boy was when the captain of the battleship Missouri was asleep in his cabin. The navigator ran the battleship aground near Norfolk. The captain was gone from the ship within 2 hours. He was responsible.
Senator McCain, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow, Senator McCain on conflict and courage in his new book, Why Courage Matters, The Way to a Braver Life.